So the sermon passage this week, according to the lectionary, was John 13:31-35. And he said, it says, when Jesus left, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is seen for who he is, and God seen for who he is in him. The moment God is seen in him, Jesus, God's glory will be declared, displayed. In glorifying him, himself is glorified. Glory all around. Children, I am with you for only a short time longer. You are going to look high and low for me, but just as I told the Jews, I'm telling you, where I go, you're not able to come. Let me give you a new commandment. Love one another. In the same way I loved you, you love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other." So, and you already heard Queen, somebody to love. And it's like, I would say, is that Jesus? No. Jesus doesn't need somebody to love. He loves flat out all the time, no matter what. Period. He loves us even if we don't know he loves us. He loves us. The challenge comes in with us. We don't always see that we're supposed to love absolutely everyone. So we're just like they were in Queen. Somebody find me somebody to love. Because, you know, I don't care how many, I might be in a crowd of 100. Find me somebody in this crowd to love. That's not what Jesus does, is it? Jesus loves absolutely every one of those 100. Including you. He doesn't go around, "Wait a minute, I need to find somebody that I can handle. Then I can love them." Now that's not right either. Now that doesn't work. All right, wait a minute. I need to find someone I'm compatible with. Now that's the same thing as handling them. Hang on. No, handling means I'm in control. Compatible means I'm trying to be partners. Let's see. I'll get there. Give me a minute. All right, God, I need somebody. Oh, just give me a dog. They love me unconditionally. I love them too. It's easier. People are so different, Lord. It's hard to find one that I can love, you know? Now, I don't know if I really, you know, do I really want to bring a person in? Because life is pretty set right now. Okay, I'm 60 and still single, so I can talk from experience here. Just in case you're wondering where I'm coming from. All right. Somebody to love. Shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that hard. Open up conversations with absolutely everyone you meet. Isn't hard. It can be challenging for the bashful. It can be challenging for those that are sometimes unsure of themselves, because they're not sure they have anything to contribute. You always have something to contribute. You always are right there. If you are finding someone to love, and everybody, that's what Jesus said to do. Go out and love as I have loved you. He didn't say go searching for someone to love as I have loved you. Jesus didn't search for us. He just flat out did it. That's the challenge. How to flat out do it.
You're about to be challenged.
So I can't promise there's an easy way to do it. There isn't. There never is. But there should be a way we can sit down or stand up or get around and just talk to people. It's fun. I went to the Renaissance Fair last weekend, and these people are dressed up as all sorts of things. But you just start talking to someone, and, you know, it's like, "Hey, I need to talk to somebody. You know, I need, if I'm going to show love, I need to what? Initiate." And I said, "Hey, what's something I should see?" It was a nice lord in a blue outfit. Assume he was a lord, I don't know. Looked like some Renaissance guy. So, there are a lot of Renaissance looking people out there. So, the one unique one was the ogre. We had a female ogre with all green. Fiona was there. So, I don't know if she fit in a Renaissance fair or not. Did they have ogres back then? Yeah. There was a dragon. I mean, there was all sorts of, you name it, they had them. And it was fun just to people watch. And I have to admit, I sat and watched and watched, and I didn't sit there and engage as much as I should have. Because it was such a time to just love as Jesus loved, maybe. Reach out to those around me. Yesterday, and we had a staff meeting we'd scheduled over a month ago. And I told them, I'm sorry, I had to cut it short yesterday. And they says, short? I says, yes. I said, I found out after we made the meeting that the lady, we were praying for her husband who had throat cancer and then he passed away unexpectedly. They were doing a fundraiser to help her pay for the funeral expenses and everything up in Jasper, Georgia. So I was like, I had to go. That was my way, what? To show my love to them. And I went up there, and I made sure, I figured, oh, it's all going to be cash. I made sure I went by an ATM machine and said, oh, good, I've got over $30 in my pocket. I will go come home with nothing. I'm good. That's my goal. Spend everything in cash I had and come home with absolutely nothing in my wallet. And so I bought lottery raffle tickets here, and there's more raffle tickets over here. They were raffling off. A major raffle was for a gun and some cooler that's supposed to be really good. I don't know.
Yachty.
Who?
Yachty.
Yeah. It was Yeti or Yachty cooler. Yeah, that was it. So it's supposed to be this really cool cooler. And then there was individual people that donated items. Some people were jewelry makers and donated jewelry. They donated homemade birdhouses. The different businesses. The Morgan's Ace Hardware donated some items for hardware, there were baskets, you know, there's all sorts of things. All donated, and you just bought a raffle ticket and put your name in, and then at the end of the day, they were drawing. And sure enough, I got this call last night, and I said, is everything okay? Because it was one of our employees. Well, yeah. I said, well, you usually don't call. She said, well, it's good news. What is it? She said, you won. What do you mean I won? I don't win anything. Well, you won a raffle. You won. And I said, oh, which one did I win? So I won a basket. So I was like, I reached out in love and God came back. And to my mind, all of a sudden, I was like, God, I wasn't expecting any of that. I was just going to go and lend my support, talk to people, and just share love unconditionally with absolutely everyone I saw. And then I end up with a gift basket. It's like, okay, I need to do this more often. Because it doesn't matter what you're doing, God's there to make sure you know you've done it the way you're supposed to.
Amen.
And that's exactly the thought that went through my mind. Oh my God, God, thank you. I wasn't expecting anything other than share love unconditionally. And God says, I want to reward you because I like when you do that. Can you do it more often? Oh God, don't challenge me that way. All right, I'll try. Because it can be a very big challenge. And I'm going to go with the women angle, because I'm a woman. We have cycles of emotions, and sometimes it's more fun. It's more challenging to us to love unconditionally than others. I won't say the magic PMS initials, but, you know, sometimes things happen, and we get on edge. But it all works out. And God wants us, no matter what, to reach out and love one another. So let me read. And the lyrics, I don't know if you, I actually printed them out. And I always send Paul the whole thing. And I says, these are in there. Just don't, they're for me. Just ignore them. So each morning I get up, I die a little. And at 60, you think about that more often than you do when you're younger. Considering my grandmother lived to 67, and my mother lived to 68. My dad lived to 73 and I'm 60. Eek. It's all I can think to say. It's one of those where you think about it. I die a little every day. I can barely stand on my feet. Take a look in the mirror and I cry. Lord, what are you doing to me? You're aging me. Stop doing it. I have spent all my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief. Somebody, can I get somebody to love me? And sometimes, and I listened to that, I read that, and it's like, wait a minute, God loves this person unconditionally, whoever wrote this. And they didn't get it. I need you to get it. It doesn't matter what you do today. It doesn't matter what you're going to do tomorrow. God loves you unconditionally. Period. He never looks for somebody to love because he loves all the time. We, on the other hand, are always looking and sometimes miss that we are loved. So, if you are going to do this, think of the commandment that Jesus gave, love one another in the same way I loved you. You love one another.
Finish the verse.
This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples.
Boom.
When they see the love you have for each other. When we put it in practice, when we actually do love, that's when everybody knows we're Christian.
Amen.
That we know God loves us unconditionally and we're sharing it because we need to. So, go find somebody to love today. Amen?
Amen.